For a lot of people, Facebook seems to have turned red this week. Some famous supporters of same-sex marriage, like Star Trek actor George Takei, singer Beyoncé, and even Montana Senator John Tester, changed their profile photos to a red box with a pink equal sign in the middle. It's a modified version of the Human Rights Campaign's yellow and navy logo, and it soon went viral. Anastasia Koo, the director of marketing for HRC, came up with the idea to tweak the organization's logo this week as the Supreme Court considered two gay marriage cases. She joins us on the line. And Anastasia, why did you do this?
We knew that the Supreme Court hearing these two cases was going to be of historic significance. And we also knew that people were going to want to find a way that they could get involved and to do something to be part of the story. So we took the Human Rights Campaign logo, which, as you mentioned, is yellow and blue, and we turned it red. And on Monday, we asked our supporters on Facebook if they would post it to their profile and ask their friends and family to do the same. And what we saw just exceeded our expectations as it really went viral over the next couple of days.
Right, and estimates are that it's in the millions now in terms of people using it. So did you prime the pump, in a sense, to try to get it to go viral?
We did do some celebrity outreach to help spread the message. So George Takei, who was a great friend of the organization, was one of the early adopters and asked his supporters to do the same, and it really helped spread the word.
So what difference do you think it makes that people are doing this? I mean, does it really matter?
I would say two things. The first is that the LGBT community has been so successful in part because people have been willing to stand up and share their story and to either come out or as a straight ally to say, you know, I support these issues. And so I think what we saw, particularly on social media, was that a lot of conversations were sparked. And really, that's how change happens. It's one conversation at a time. And so that has just been exciting to see, you know, the start of a lot of discussion about the issues and a lot of conversations. And what I hope is that it gave people the opportunity who maybe hadn't come out before, the space to do so, or a straight ally who said, you know, I'm going to stand up for this issue. And then secondly, one of the most exciting things has been when you have politicians and public figures and celebrities and corporations that have embraced this, I think that what that says to that young kid who is sitting at home, maybe he's feeling isolated, lonely, or bullied because of who he is, it says that there's this huge community out there that supports and loves you. And I think that's really exciting.
You know, seeing this symbol on someone's Facebook page could also cause discord. And there have been some competing symbols. We've seen one of a silhouette of a man and a woman as a symbol of opposite sex marriage. So could this battle of the symbols end up making the gay marriage debate more divisive?
I think what we saw overwhelmingly was symbols of support. And actually, we've been so excited and thrilled to see hundreds, I think, of very different variations, everything from Grumpy Cat to the Peanuts to Bert and Ernie to the Statue of Liberty. I mean, that's really taken hold. And I think that, one, that's when you know you've gone viral. And two, it's just really taken over the internet in a really positive way.
You referenced sort of imitators. You know, Bud Light has substituted the equal sign,
right,
for Bud Light cans. We've seen Marcy and Peppermint Patty. There's a variation on a Rothko painting. How do you feel about those imitators, that kind of co-opting?
We love it. I mean, that was the exciting thing, is to really put it out there and to have people make it their own. And boy, did they ever.
Anastasia, we read in the Huffington Post that your organization, the Human Rights Campaign, had at one time opposed the idea of bringing California's Proposition 8 before the Supreme Court, Prop 8, of course, banning gay marriage there. In 2009, HRC co-signed a document saying that the ballot box, not the courts, should be the next step for gay marriage in California. So how do you feel about this happening in the courts?
Well, I would say you can't plan for everything. And really, what we saw this week is just a real excitement and movement and momentum. And our work continues. I mean, the work of the Human Rights Campaign continues. There are 41 states where you can't be married. So our work is not over.
So it sounds like you'll take what you measure as progress in whatever form it comes.
Indeed.
Anastasia Koo is marketing director for the Human Rights Campaign. She came up with the idea to have people change their Facebook profile pictures to a pink and red HRC symbol to show support for same-sex marriage. Anastasia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.